Dear students, this is about group 17 elements. There are fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine and astatine are present in 17th group. These are known as p block elements because the last electron enters in the p subshell of the atoms of these elements. These are collectively known as the halogens. The halogen word is made up of two words, halo and gens. Halo means salt and gens means bar. So elements, those can produce sea salts like salts are called as halogens. The halogens are highly reactive non-metallic elements like group 1 and 2. The elements of group 17 show great similarity amongst themselves. That much similarity is not found in the elements of other groups of the periodic table. Fluorine is present mainly as insoluble fluorides, and small quantities are present in soil, river, water, plants and bones and teeth of animals. Sea water contains fluorides, bromides and iodides of sodium, potassium, magnesium and calcium. What it is mainly sodium chloride solution, that is 2.5% by mass. All these elements have 7 electrons in their outermost shell, which is 1 electron short of the nearest noble gas. The halogens have the smallest atomic radii in their respective periods due to maximum effective nuclear charge. They have little tendency to lose electron, thus they have very high ionization enthalpy. Halogens have maximum negative electron gain enthalpy in the corresponding periods. This is due to the fact that the atoms of these elements have only one electron less than stable noble gas configurations. They have very high electronegativity. Fluorine is most electronegative with value 4 on Pauling scale of electronegativity. Halogens display smooth variations in their physical properties. Fluorine and chlorine are gases. Bromine is a liquid and iodine is a solid. All halogens are colored. Fluorine has yellow color. Chlorine greenish yellow in color. Bromine red and iodine violet color solid. Bromine and iodine are only sparingly soluble in water, but are soluble in various organic solvents such as chloroform, carbon tetrachloride, and hydrocarbons to give colored solutions. All the halogens exhibit minus one oxidation state along minus one oxidation state. The other halogens except fluorine can show plus 1, plus 3, plus 5 and plus 7 oxidation states. Fluorine shows plus 1 oxidation state in hypofluorous acid. The higher oxidation states of chlorine, bromine and iodine are realized mainly when the halogens are in combination with the small and highly electronegative fluorine and oxygen atoms. For example, in interhalogens, oxides and oxoacids, the oxidation states of plus 4 and plus 6 occur in the oxides and oxoacids of chlorine and bromine. The fluorine atom has no d orbital in its valence shell and therefore cannot expand its octet. Being the most electronegative, it exhibits only minus 1 oxidation state. All the halogens are highly reactive. They react with metals and non-metals to form halides. The reactivity of the halogens decreases as we are moving down in the 17th group. The standard reduction potential of halogens are positive, shows that they are oxidizing agents. The relative oxidizing power of halogens can further be illustrated by their reactions with water. Fluorine oxidizes water to oxygen, whereas chlorine and bromine reacts with water to form corresponding hydrohalic and hypohalous acids. The reaction of iodine with water is non-spontaneous. Anomalous behavior of fluorine. Fluorine is anomalous in many properties. For example, ionization enthalpy, electronegativity, enthalpy of bond dissociation, and electrode potentials are all higher for fluorine than expected from the trends set by other halogens. Fluorine, due to its smaller size, generally forms covalent ionic salts, whereas the metal salts of chlorine are covalent in nature, because in the metal salts of fluorides and chlorides, fluoride ion and chloride ion are there. Chloride ion is larger in size, is easily polarizable by the metal ion. That is why the metal chlorides are covalent in nature. But a smaller fluoride ion, difficult to polarize by the metal ion, That is why metal fluorides, generally ionic salts. Most of the reactions of fluorine are exothermic due to the small and strong bond formed by it with other elements. Chlorine was discovered in 1774 by Seale by the action of hydrochloric acid on manganese dioxide. In 1810, Davy established its elementary nature and suggested the name chlorine on account of its color. In Greek, chloros means greenish yellow, since chlorine is greenish yellow in color. That is why Davy suggested this name to chlorine. It is a greenish yellow gas with pungent and suffocating odor. It is about 2 to 5 times heavier than air. It can be liquefied easily into greenish yellow liquid, which boils at 239 K. It is soluble in water. Chlorine water on standing loses its yellow color due to the formation of hydrochloric acid and hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorous acid, so formed here, gives nascent oxygen, which is responsible for oxidizing and bleaching properties of chlorine. Chlorine is also a powerful bleaching agent. Bleaching action is due to the oxidation. It bleaches vegetable or organic matter in the presence of moisture. Bleaching effect of chlorine is permanent, while the bleaching effect by sulfur dioxide is temporary. Because sulfur dioxide bleaches materials by the reduction process. Chlorine used for bleaching wood pulp, which are required for the manufacture of paper and rayon. It bleaches cotton and textiles. It is used in the extraction of gold and platinum. It is used in the manufacturing of dyes, drugs, and organic compounds such as carbon tetrachloride, chloroform, DDT. It is also used as refrigerants. In sterilizing drinking water, chlorine is used. In the preparation of poisonous gases such as phosgene, tear gas, mustard gas.